Om Shanti. Baba often speaks of the divine intellect and the stone intellect. Paras buddhi and patthar buddhi. And this word paras refers to a mythological stone that whatever it touches turns into gold. So Baba says that he brings this gift for us, the gift of the divine intellect, this wisdom, this power to discern using divine wisdom. And the opposite is a stone intellect. And so, let us try and understand a bit deeper this paras buddhi, divine intellect, and patthar buddhi, and how it can also apply even in Brahmin life. So the divine intellect can see the whole picture, the big picture, the total picture. The stone intellect only sees part of the picture. So, for example, one who uses the paras intellect sees the whole of the elephant. And the patthar intellect only sees the leg or the tail, but thinks that the tail is the whole of the elephant. And in the context of our world, one who uses the stone intellect will consider the physical drama to be the whole world, will feel that there is nothing else, that that's it, that is the important. And so the stone intellect will get into some forms of attachments and ego and pettiness in his thoughts, in attitude and vision. One who uses the paras intellect knows the eternity beyond the physical world, knows the home, knows the eternal reality of the family of souls, knows God. And considers the physical world to be a temporary drama, an entertainment, a story that is being acted out. And someone who uses the paras intellect experiences the reality beyond drama. A deep sense of security, immortality is obvious for the soul who uses the divine intellect. And so as a result, he experiences that noble personality that becomes manifest. Someone who uses the paras intellect is free from the drama. He sees the drama as a detached observer. At the present time, in our world, in world culture, the popular model is of the stone intellect. And all structures in the world are patthar structures. And so we have patthar medicine, patthar science, etc. For example, in patthar medicine, there is more attention on the molecules and the cells and on the different organs. And the human being is ignored, and the mind is ignored. Patthar scientists, they know more and more and more about atoms and electrons, but they lose sight of the human race. And, for example, in philosophy, if there is the stone intellect approach, then they will go into endless analysis and debates on words, and they lose sight of the big concept. Even religions, most religions at present time, operate in the patthar, stone intellect mode. And any beautiful concept is interpreted with that stone intellect. For example, if one who uses the stone intellect is taught about God, then the next thing he might do is go build a temple or a statue and worship that. Or he may even get an army and start a war against those who have other religions or other so-called gods. This is like the patthar mode, stone intellect mode. Now, as Brahmins, we can be in that patthar mode, and we can also start using that divine intellect that Baba gives us. Initially, when we listen to knowledge, when we receive knowledge, when we come into jnana, we can listen to it, and we do listen to it, much of it in that stone intellect mode. But knowledge, jnana, can ultimately only be truly understood with the paras intellect. If we go about Brahmin life with the patthar intellect, we are not clear about the difference between the soul and the role. For example, in my case, soul is this invisible, eternal, immortal, God-like being of light. And the role is Rona, our sister Rona or BK Rona, it is all the role. And with the stone intellect, we try to make Rona into an angel, try to make the soul into an angel. We try to make the role into an angel. But it is the soul who has to wake up and become aware of his invisible and eternal and immortal, timeless, beautiful truth, and experience that deep security and duty from that experience in Baba's company, the greatness of the total picture. The soul who is awake to that is an angel. And the role in the drama can be whatever. We want to change the role into an angel, but the role will be the role. Rona will remain a human being who will die in the drama, but the invisible actor is the soul. And when the invisible actor wakes up, the invisible star becomes aware of the bigger truth. That means angelic consciousness can start. And that is only possible when there is the use of the divine intellect. And so the stone intellect is so fixated on drama. And everything of knowledge that is heard is interpreted in a limited way, is interpreted in the context of the drama. And opposed to this is the Paras intellect. Paras intellect starts from the home. Knows the reality and approaches the drama from the perspective of eternity, immortality, from the home. The reference point of the soul who uses the divine intellect, the reference point is the eternal, the imperishable, the immortal, beautiful family of living beings of light who belong to God forever. Like a silent world of beautiful observers. The reference point is that ocean of knowledge and that ocean of love and that ocean of bliss and that ocean of peace. Someone in the Paras mode, one who uses the divine intellect, knows that eternal perfection from the beyond. And he doesn't need anything else. And from that fullness, completeness, the soul approaches the drama, enters the physical world to play the game. And that is the perspective of one who uses the divine intellect. One in the Patthar mode, the stone intellect, cannot accept perfection. The completeness of the soul doesn't experience it. As one who is in that Paras mode and approaches the drama, even drama is seen as, wow, beautiful extra gift. Drama in its completeness and its totality is perfect also, has its own dynamics, has its law, has its balancing forces, the law of karma and reincarnation. It all is like a great big play, with so much intricacies and beautiful dynamics in it, and its balancing factors. So one who sees that big picture is amazed by the drama. Stone intellect cannot see that big picture. Is stuck in some petty attachment and some petty ego. And a stone intellect longs for perfection in the drama at some future date. Cannot see the completeness of it in the present. But this yearning is like eternal. And he will say, I have vices, I have defects. In some future, I will be perfect. Others have defects. In the future, the world will be perfect. And someone who looks at it from that stone intellect perspective, this is an honest statement. But after 20 years, he will still say the same. He is expecting perfection in the drama at the level of the story character. But in this mode, our yoga is with imperfection all the time. Whilst now in the confluence age is the time to experience that completeness and that wholeness. To have that vision of completeness and wholeness and perfection. And to see even the drama in the way that Baba sees it. Perfect story that is being acted out. Good entertainment. And even the challenges and the obstacles in the Brahmin context that is very good. Those are tests that builds up the power of the soul. And so this is like a big trap for Brahmins. If we stay at that butter intellect functioning and hold that limited perspective and try to create a little limited world, in the drama, there are many ups and downs and the script, some stakes, bizarre turns and unexpected twists and turns. Drama is unpredictable. Drama changes all the time. Stone intellect is in bondage to the drama. And so one who is operating from that stone intellect, that butter mode, is vulnerable all the time. Vulnerable to disappointments, can be disheartened easily, can get upset. And as the drama goes upside down, he can quickly enter into doubts. He measures someone with the butter intellect, measures progress based on some progress at the drama level. He measures progress based on the drama script. And in the one who's using the stone intellect, sees service in the form of trying to change the drama, trying to fix the drama. That after 30 years of yogi life, you will still, someone like that will still be vulnerable to disappointments. The divine intellect, Baba's intervention, is not trying to change the drama at this petty level, trying to find some cure for some illness or some little gain, a better job or some success, a plot in some surface project. Baba tells us, be free from the drama. Watch it as a detached observer. Operate from the invisible, from the imperishable, from the eternal. And the real service is remind others of the invisible and of the imperishable and of the eternal. Remind other invisible brothers that they are souls too and that they belong to Baba. Remind them of Baba. Remind them of the home. That is the real service, not to try and change the drama. That will go on according to the script. That will go on according to karma. But real service is shifting consciousness. Move into that Paras perspective. And so what can we do is make that divine intellect strong. When Paras is weak, then we are operating from the Pattar mode. Stay in Paras, use that divine intellect. Longer, experience that completeness, that wholeness, that fullness of the pure soul conscious state. More time that in yoga is spent in that state of beyond and that state of completeness. It makes the Paras intellect stronger, it makes the soul stronger. And service really is to help souls wake up to Paras, make them experience Paras and take them beyond the trap, you could say, of the Pattar. Beyond the spell of Pattar. For the divine intellect, service does not mean progress at the level of the story. For Baba, the drama script is fixed, it is immaterial. Immaterial meaning it is. Whatever the drama is fine, but real service is taking place through Baba's vision, through Baba's attitude, and that cannot be stopped. A nice practice of this divine intellect is see the perfection that exists right now in the confluence age. That right here, right now, the soul in its original and innate state is a complete being, is a godlike being, is an immortal, eternal being. When we are awake to that, we experience that. But that is the eternal truth of each and every one. belonging to God is truth of everyone. Belonging to that home of light is the truth of everyone. Belonging to that family of innocent, pure, eternal beings of light is the truth of everyone. And the drama is also a good drama. It has the different stages, it goes through different dynamics, and in the confluence age also, drama is geared at helping souls wake up. See the accuracy of it all. Right now, the beauty and the completeness of the original, the true self, the eternal self, the perfection of the family of souls, the accuracy of the drama, the perfection of Baba. Experience that right now. That makes the Bada strong, that makes the soul strong. And then there will be less pull into pettiness. As Brahmins, we all have this divine intellect. This is the gift from Baba. We just need to jump in it and see the accuracy and the perfection all around right now. And within that, there is self-service and service of others. And this is what will break the spell of the stone intellect. Someone who is in Paris does not feel the need to analyze or discuss or dissect or question any of the plots of the drama, past or present. And drama is drama. And you don't go and ask why, what, how, when, it shouldn't have been, it should have been, of a story. And the story is the way it is. That's it. One who is Paras remains free and remains in the bliss of the accuracy and the completeness of it all, and who experiences the perfection of the soul conscious soul, the core soul conscious state. And stays in the company of Bharasnath, Father, the Lord of Bharas. So let us strengthen this sight, this Bharas experience for a few moments consciously. With that divine intellect, see the way God sees. Have the perspective that God has. This is such a gift to know that we have this option. God's perspective, perspective of the angel. This is what Brahma Baba did in the Yajna. Simple daily actions he saw with the perspective of world benefactor. Simple things one can see with that perspective. So here is the physical drama going on a puppet show, short story being acted out, a theater, the world beyond the theater, God's world, the eternal world. There is intelligence in the perspective of God. This is the secret of becoming free, free from the drama. This drama story has become such a web in which the angelic soul has become entangled. The divine intellect, God's perspective, brings clarity. This whole drama, this puppet show, is just a story, perishable, temporary, changing and ending. And there is the world beyond. And so in silence, familiarize the mind with that experience of the invisible and the eternal dimension. Paramdham, home of light. And perceive the atmosphere of silence and light infused with supreme love and belonging and welcome, total acceptance. Know the whole as truth and obvious and a reality right now in an emerged way. This is the gift of the confluence. To know the self as this invisible angelic star and the Supreme Father. In that sweet bond, experience the beauty and the greatness and the truth and the perfection of this. Right now, right here. And on top of that, there is this extra drama, entertaining, play. And there is that sweet bond, that sweet experience of company, of Shiv Baba. And in the home, that soul of Brahma is also here. In the home, Mamma, that soul. They all belong. And allow the mind to experience that completeness. Those eternal treasures. use that divine intellect, and then as the mind becomes aware again of the physical world, aim is to hold that perspective, understand it as a story that is being acted out, a drama, a play in a theater, on a stage, with story characters, different roles and costumes, but the eternal truth and reality is that which is invisible, imperishable, eternal. Let us aim to journey the rest of the journey using the divine intellect. Om Shanti.